It says in the Mishnah that a person is not allowed to is not allowed to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. He's not allowed to spit. I'm sorry. He's not It's not allowed to spit in the Har Habayis. When one comes to the Har Habayis, one is not allowed to spit. Kal v'chomer from wearing shoes. A person is not allowed to wear shoes, so certainly he is not allowed to spit. The Gemara will explain what the kal v'chomer is in one moment. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol harokek b'Har Habayis b'zman hazeh kilu hu rokek b'bas enesh rachman l'slan kaviyachol. It's like he's spitting in the eye of Kaviyachal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shenemar, because the Har Habayis Bahoya, Eini V'libi Shom Kol Hayimi. My eye and my heart is Shom, is there in the Har Habayis Kol Hayimim, all of the days, including even Zman Hazeh. Even Zman Hazeh, there is Kedush. This is big machlokes. There's machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid. Zman Hazeh, there is Kedusha on the Har Habayis. According to the Ravid,
what?
It's Kedusha departs. When there's the Churban, there's the Kedusha.
Based on a sound word or something.
Okay, I don't know the answer, but I'm not familiar. Could be. I'm sure you're saying is right. But here the Gemara says, "Eini kol hayamim." All this is the Rashi. Rashi here says, "No, I don't see any Rashi." Okay, so therefore, mainly you're not allowed. Your person is not allowed to spit in the Har Habayis.
Omar. Spit
a napkin or handkerchief? I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
That the Har Habayis is on the other side of the
Kaisel. No, we don't write. We on the other side of the Kaisel. The Kaisel is the wall of the Har Habayis. So we
the
outside wall, correct. The outside wall,
not
the
outside. According to everybody, I thought someone with
brisk,
maybe something.
Brisk, that's an extreme chumrah. That to say that the wall of the har, the kaisel is that wall of the azara. Look, nothing was known. What? Briskas. It's not. It was not clear years ago. If you go back, I don't know how many hundreds of years ago, the Arabs, the Har Habayis, they covered it with earth, and there was structures, there were buildings all over the place. So it was not clear to people the wall of the Kaislam Ravi was the wall of the Azara. It's only a short distance. If the Azara wall was still standing, it would only be a very short distance between the Har Habayis. Well, it's not clear. Nothing is clear. There are a lot of books, maps, and don't believe everything they tell you when you go on the coastal tours. It's not 100% accurate according to all opinions. But in Echanami, it was not clear if the Kaisel Meravi was the wall of the Azara or was the wall of the Har Habayis. Today it's accepted as a davar poshut an meod after we've cleared the entire area that it is the wall of the Har Habayis. It was rebuilt. Most of what was rebuilt, the foundation is believed to be, when you go deep down below, from time of David HaMelech, the foundation, and it's in the Kinos. The Kinos is it's mentioned in the Kinos that the Kaisel HaMaravi is the wall of the Har Habayis. So it appears from the Gemara.
It would be the wall of the Hazari. You couldn't go to it.
Absolutely correct. You would not exactly. You would have entered.
So the briskers
They don't go to the coastal plaza. They don't, because they're afraid that maybe the wall of the Har Habayis, the Kaisel HaMaravi is all of the Hazari. And the name of the coastal plaza is the Har Habayis. Okay, that's a very, very big chumrah that's not accepted by the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, obviously. The Hoya, but the point over here you want to make is that over here the Gemara seems to be right, like the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Rambam that says that the Har Habayis retained its Kedusha Afilu B'Zman Hazeh. If I'm not mistaken, the Ravid is Cholek, and the Ravid holds that once the Mikdash has been destroyed, the Kedusha is bottle, and there is no Kedusha on the Har Habayis. This is not accepted by our poskim to say such a chiddush, to say such a halach lemaisa, to say such thing, and we do not go anywhere near the Har Habayis. Amar Rava, Rekika b'Beis HaKnesses Sharia. The Mishnah only discusses Rekika on the Har Habayis. What about Rekika on the Beis HaKnesses? Not so long ago, and your average Beis HaKnesses had a spittoon. And people, it's like a receptacle. It's before your time. It's a receptacle where people would
so
spit. Did you ever see a baseball game? You ever see what
it's
they do?
Because they
what will the players do?
Mostly,
they spit.
It's mostly because of the chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco is now, I think, becoming illegal. Because
a
it's because,
no,
because of the cancer.
So actually, according to Gemara here, you shouldn't have a spittoon in
Exactly. In the basic analysis.
I remember as a kid there was a splatoon.
Oh, the Gemara is saying, that's the most question. The bottom line is, it's mutter lechatchila. The Gemara is asking a question. The Gemara is going, Amar Rav Rukika, Besak Nesa, Sharia. The Gemara says it's called that it's smuter. Midi de Havi Aminil, it's no worse than wearing shoes. The Gemara explains. Maminil Baharbai is also, or just like wearing Baharbai is also, but Besak Nesa smuter, without wearing Besak Nesa, Afrikika, Baharbai is Sudias, likewise. Rukika is only also Baharbai is. Besak Nesa, show it's no different than shoes. Shoes is also Baharbai is, but smuter, everyone here is wearing, I assume everyone here is wearing shoes. Why do we wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses? Even though you're not allowed to wear shoes in the Harbayis, so too, Kika, when it is also based in the Harbayis, but it's mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. Amr Pablo Rav, Vyamr Lo Ravin Lo Rav, Vyamr Lo Rav Adabar Hav Lo Rav, Vyamr Lo Rav Adabar Hav Bar Masna Lo Rav, Ad Yalef Minol Nelef Mika Pan Darya. Why are we learning the permissibility of spitting in the Beis HaKnesses by telling us that spitting is no worse than wearing shoes? Let's compare spitting to using the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. If you want to go around the corner and it's shorter to go walk through the shul, the halach is it is osur. So just like you let the be mezalzel in the Beis HaKnesses to make the Beis HaKnesses into a shortcut, you should not be allowed to mezalzel in the Beis HaKnesses and spit. Amalei Tana, so he said to him in anger, Tana Yalef Miminol, Diata Marta Mika Pandaria, how dare you? The Tana, and he's going to explain what this means in one moment. The Tana, our predecessors, they clearly related the law of spitting to shoes. They're related. These two halachas are interrelated, they're intertwined. Therefore, you have no right to come along and make a new relationship and suggest that spitting should be related to kapandarya. Well, I'm going to show you in one moment. There's a Tana. Tana clearly says whatever halach applies to shuls will automatically apply to spitting. Therefore, you have no right to make a new chiddush to suggest a new yisoid that spitting should be related to taking a shortcut in the Beis HaKnesses.
In the Beis HaKnesses.
How do you know
now?
Now in what? To make a shortcut, the Gemara holds it to be a given. It's a given. What is the Makar? I do not know the Makar. It's a given. It's not their Eretz yet.
Is this the Beis HaKnesses where we're learning here?
Yes, it is.
Based
on both. It has the status of both.
It's
very complicated. You do two things in this room. You daven in ancient times. You did not daven in the base. You were two separate chambers. In the base medrash, it was learning 24/7.
That's
all that there was. If you had to daven shachris, first of all, you're not mechuyif. If you're Torah from Nasa, not even mechuyif to daven. You're not mechuyif to daven. You say Kriya Shema. Saying Kriya Shema is we get it. The Torah, it's not because of the tefillah. If you choose to daven, a person has a need to daven, and he's not a masmin who's going to learn the entire day, and has the chiv to daven, so go to Beis HaKnesses. You go to the store where they sell in Beis HaKnesses food, you go to the store to buy food. You go to the Beis HaKnesses, daven. Beis HaKnesses is only for davening. Beis Medrash was only for learning. Today the two are intertwined. It's a shtibel. A shtibel is
a
room.
Okay,
that's not for now. That's a sugya, that's a simonim and shulchan aruch, bezman hazeh, what status, our bate can you see us, but in midrashos, there are certain things that it's more chomor than the time of Chazal, and there are certain things that it's more kal. But there are chal, it's very kal because we make conditions. Especially a shtibel, like you make a shtibel called a shtibel. What's a shtibel? It's a room. Why is it called a shtibel? A room. It's a room. You make a tanai. Basically, make a tanai. You do whatever you want. You can speak lashon hara. You can fight.
No.
And you can eat food.
No.
What?
Meant to daven in a base medrash. If you have a choice between a base medrash and a shul, you meant daven in a base medrash. Why?
Because the place where the amudim where he learned. No. We have to go further. Another sugya. You're asking very good questions. We have to go further. Right? What is the halacha? Where we find this halacha that the two are related? That there is an established relationship between spitting and a shortcut. Mahi, the tenet of the brisa. But you can't enter the harbayis. A person may not enter the harbayis. Let the maklo yishet be done with a staff, a cane. You're not allowed to go into the base harbor with a cane. It's a healthy person and used the cane in those times to get around. You're not allowed to be wearing your shoes. If your shoes, you have to take off your shoes. You're not allowed to have your money, your wallet. Which are tied up in your in your kerchief. Sadin, okay, you want it to turn to put on their head? It could be. Different opinions. Sadin is a kerchief, your head, fine, a head garment. Or your money sack that's around your back. It's a certain type of knapsack. You're not allowed to go in the harbais with your knapsack around your shoulders. Here's what we need for our halacha. Here's what we come to. Pandaria. You're not allowed to make the harbais into a short. If you have to get to the bus, and the shortest way to get to the bus, to catch the bus, that walking to the harbais, that is categorically forbidden. And here is what we need for our gemara. This atana, urekika mikal v'chomer. The Tana says, the trick gemara, if you don't know gemara, you missed the whole point here. Urekika mikal v'chomer. You're not allowed to spit in the harbayis kal v'chomer from kapandaria. So here we're dealing here with the har habayis. We're not dealing here with the Beis HaKnesses. What we want to extract is that this Tana, when he enumerates all of the various halachas related to harbayis, he puts these two together. They're two sides of one coin. You're not allowed to make the har habayis a kapandaria, and kal v'chomer you're not allowed to spit. So for some reason that it's not obvious, it has to be studied, which is not for now, there is a relationship between Rikika and Kapandarya. So just like this relationship is true for the Har Habayis, it's going to be true for Beis HaKnesses. Amenela, what? Rikika. I'm making a mistake. You're allowed to do mikika, then it would have been us. Rikika would have been us. I'm going confused, right? And here it's very clear. And you're not allowed to spit. Mikal v'choymer miminol. Here it's the har habayis. Just like on the har habayis, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You're also not allowed to spit.
Does it have anything to do with Beis HaKnesses?
No, this b'rais is exclusively discussing the har habayis. All we want to extract from this b'rais is that there is a relationship between minol and rikika. That's what it says here in regard to the har habayis. He means spitting. So once we know this relationship to be true, we can now go and apply it to the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to wear shoes. Mimela, you're allowed to spit, period. That's what it says. It's not disgraceful to walk with shoes. Yet, Omer Torah, it says, it's disgraceful. But in the Beis HaKnesses, where we're not so machbid on this, because you're allowed to wear shoes the Beis HaKnesses, but maybe we don't have the kalvah chomer, you're allowed to spit as well. So therefore, don't go and start making your own lumdis and start making your own connections and comparing rikika to kapandaria, when the b'raisa clearly says that the two things are related are minol and rikika. Next, Rabbi Yosef, I don't need to come on to this b'raisa. I have another reason why, to prove that it's mutter. Hari oimer ki ein lovo yela melchus el shal. Says by Mordechai. Mordechai could not go to the Melech Belavush sack. Valoy dvarim kal v'chomer. Mas sack. Madach sackcloth. She'enoy mos lifnei boss of adam kach. Yet it's also go lifnei hamelech. Rikika shehi muusa lifnei melech malchiam lachem loy koshkin certainly is forbidden. Now this is a conclusion of the Bais. This is not related to us. He's just telling us another source why Rikika is aser. We don't necessarily need to come on to minul according to this mandiyam. There's another makom halach. We can make halachomer. If you're not allowed to wear sackcloth, certainly you're not allowed to do Rikika. Okay, so but what do we see here? We see clearly that at least according to the Tanna Kamma, there is a relationship between Rikika and Minol. Therefore, don't bring in this concept called Kapandarya. Amalei, so he's now on the defense. The one who made this suggestion that it should be Osir from Kapandarya, Amalei Anohari Kamina. This is what I meant to say. Name Hachaluchum. What's the problem? Einachnami. You're 100% correct. This bright saw that Einachnami relates spitting to minol, that's only said explicitly by Har HaBayis. But we're not discussing the Har HaBayis. We're discussing the Beis HaKnesses. So just because you're right, I'm not coming to argue that there's a mechlam, a relation between, the har, between minol and rekika, but when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, maybe we can say different. The Ema says follows. Har HaBayis, by the Har HaBayis, the also be minol, lilfa me minol. In Achnam, you're going to learn that Rekika is going to be Asr. Going to be Asr. Aval, Beis HaKnesses, the Shabbat. If, when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, if we would follow that route, then in Achnami, that's what it will be Mutter, the Shabbat Minol, Adiyolif mi Minol Ulahatir, Nelif mi Kapandaria Vulaesr. I'm not coming to challenge this concept, your Brisa, that there's a relationship between Rekika and Minol. But that's only true by the Har HaBayis. But by the Beis HaKnesses, maybe there's grounds to be machmir. Amalei Rava. So Rava Elo Amar Rava. So Elo, whenever the Gemara says Elo Ruba Ruba, means the Gemara is masking. We're completely retracting everything that we said. Harata, forget, throw it out. We're going to start all over again. You're right. We're stuck. You can't bring a raya from the case of the Har HaBayis. We have to do the Holocaust. So why then the Beis HaKnesses called the base? A bias. This is a very big yisoy. This is a very powerful yisoy. The last stuff in brachas that a Beis HaKnesses is a bias. It's not just a bias. It's your own personal bias. It's not only Hashem's bias. Beis Hamikdash Hashem's bias. A Beis HaKnesses is your own bias. Elam Rava ki beisoy ma beisoy akapandaria kapit inish. People do not like when you use, if you're in a private home, you're not very happy when someone comes in and uses your home as a shortcut to go from one side to the other side. Even your backyard, all these fights, people going on, you have different shuls. I know where I live, there's a shul, people go use the backyard of someone's house, take a shortcut. Not so happy about it. When you invite someone into your home, I guess in ancient times, say, I guess it is a little different, but in ancient times, you invite someone to your home, you don't mind if they spit. No big deal, they can spit. So either there was a spittoon in the house, I assume there was, or the floors were not like today, they were earth floors, so it's no big deal. So kibes ma bes akapandaria kapadinish akarikiko minal lo yeshu, you don't mind telling me your shoes look up in ish, apes akneses kapandaria kudosu rikiko minal shari. This is the yesoy to take out of today's daf samakimol, a yesoy that Beis HaKnesses has the same status as your own private home. Things that you makbid to do in your home, that you makbid in your home, you don't do the Beis HaKnesses. If you're not makbid in your home, you can do the Beis HaKnesses. Whole new fatayich, and what is the Beis HaKnesses? Whatever the norm, the accepted norm is in society. Everyone, of course, there are people that do all strange things. What is acceptable of the average people in the community? Let's go further. Kol achayit soimei, brachayis, shed, mikdash, we learn the Mishnah. When we make a brach in the Mishnah, how do you conclude? First of all, the chasim is, let's make the ato chonein li adam das mulamed le noshvin chonein mi etcha de abin le haskel the halos we baruch ato Hashem chonein ados. That's not, and then people, the halos at Sibur answer amen. Again, the shliach baruch ato Hashem chonein hados amen. That in the base hamigdash baruch ato Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'oilam v'yad ha'oilam chonein hados. And the tzibur responds baruch shem kivoid malchusol yolam v'ed. Okay, that didn't take a lot longer in the Beis HaMikdash. This we learned in the Mishnah. We already learned this. Kol chosay. Now we're going to the Mekor. How do we know that in the Beis HaMikdash the shatz his chasima was elaborate. Baruch ato Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'oilam v'yad ha'oilam. And how do we know that the tzibah would be Messiahim? Baruch Shem kivoy malchuso liyolam v'ed. Kol chosem berachas shemidash. Kol kach lama. Why was it done in this way? Shlofi shein oin amen b'midash. You don't say amen. You say Baruch Shem kivoy malchuso liyolam v'ed. Uminayin shein oin amen b'midash. Shenemar. It's the pasuk. Kumu baruch es Hashem elokeichem. It says in the pasuk, get up and bless Hashem elokeichem min ha'oilam ad ha'oilam. That's one pasuk. So one pasuk is telling us clearly that this pasuk refers to the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there is a command, Baruch Hu. Hashem is commanding us, bless. You shall bless Hashem, your Creator, your God, from this world, Ad Ha'olam, which means the Olam Hazeh, or from Olam Hazeh to Olam Hazeh, Rashi explains that Olam, that originally the only Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Choynein HaDoras. This goes back to the Mishnah, and because of the Tzedokim who said there's only one world, the world ends here. And that's where and there's no olam ha'emes rachman l'tzlan. So they said, so the melo they were the misaking. You say min olam the ad olam. We have a makar from this pasuk. The oimer we have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? What's the conclusion? This is not a. It's not a, this. This is how the tzibur responds. Vayivaruchu shem kivaydecha. May they bless. Vayivaruchu. May they bless shem kivaydecha. So let's first take the three words. Yivarchu, they'll bless as Shem Kivoid Echa. That's a reference to Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Bo'ed. Hashem is exalted. I'll call Baracha on every single Baracha Utehila and praise. Now, what does that mean? Yachal, the Gemara explains the end of the pasuk. Yachal, I would think, call HaBarachos Kulam Te'elohen Te'elah Achas. I would think that the tzibur should not respond until the shatz finishes the entire Shmona Esrei. If the shatz is making, or whoever the representative is making, a series of brachos, even Birchas HaMazon, let's say they're benching. They ate kachem, right? They had a bench. They ate food, so they had a bench. So they have four brachos. So maybe the people that are listening do not answer Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso until all of the brachos are concluded.
Also,
because it's different, because since there's one, it's one process. I mean, it's logical. Think about it. Shlech Tzibur, he makes many brachos. Why should we answer Amen after every bracha? Let's wait until he says all of the brachos. He says 18, 19 brachos, and then we'll answer Amen. So for whatever reason, we answer Amen after every bracha. I don't know why. We answer Amen. But maybe in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe there we were saying the ultimate conclusion, Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso L'Olam, we should wait until the Shlech Tzibur finishes all of the brachas, and then the Tzibur together answers once, Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. So that's what the pasuk concludes. Yochah, I think, call our brachas Kulam Te Yelachem Tchilach. So I have only one book conclusion. Tamulaymar, umiroimam, al kol baracha usihila. The word kol tells us, al kol baracha u baracha tein loy tehila. Make a drasha, every single bracha gets its own praise. When the shatz concludes, choynein hadoas, you say, Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed. When it concludes, the bracha of Hashiva, every other bracha, Hashiveinu, Baruch Shem, and so on and so forth. And maybe from that we take it, Bizman said, we say the shortened version, Amen, maybe L'chayr comes from there, that we say also after every single bracha. Next, Hiskinu She'adam Shoyal B'Shom Chaver. We had learned in the Mishnah, we're misaking that a person should say to his friend, Yivarechacho Hashem, may Hashem bless you. When you greet your friend, you say to him, may Hashem, you say Yudke Vavke, may Hashem be with you. Yeah, they would say Yudke Vavke.
We said it once by Yom Kippur.
We don't do it today. Today we say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is Hashem's name. So really, you're not allowed to say Hashem. You're not allowed to say Hashem's name Levatala. But Hashem, and Shalom is one of Hashem's name. Therefore, the minhag b'zman hazeh says you greet your friend with the expression Shalom Aleichem. But it used to be at the time of Boaz, they would greet each other by saying Yivarechecha, and you would say Hashem's name. May Hashem bless you. Let's go further. Hiskinu sheyish adam shal b'shom chaver. My va'omer. What does it mean va'omer? Now, then the Gemara brings another raya. They bring a raya from Boaz. Why? And we bring it from Gidon. Let me just read you the exact what it says in the Mishnah. So, okay, it says in the Mishnah, B'shem Hashem Shneimar. Let me read the I'm just quoting what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Hiskinu sheyish adam shal b'shom chaveroi. B'shem Hashem Shneimar. Vine boyas ba mi beis lechem vayomer lo koitshem Hashem imachem vayomer lo. And how would they respond? They would respond, Yivarechecha Hashem. The oimer, a pasuk from Gidoin. Hashem imcha, the Malach. The Malach said to Gidoin, Hashem imcha gibor hecha yil. May Hashem be with you, you mighty warrior. The Omer, another pasuk. The pasuk says, the Al Tovuz ki zokna imecha, don't disgrace your elder that your mother is old. Just because a person is old, don't be mevazeh that person, especially when it comes to your mother. Another pasuk says, "Ace lasois laHashem, a time to do for Hashem." Hey Pharaoh, Torasecha, they have annulled your. So we have four pesukim. Boyaz emol kaitzun shemachem, Gidoin Hashem mechugiber chayil. Pas number three, the Al Tavuz kizokna imecha. Pasuk number four. Is a slasoy slashem. So what is going on here? Why do we have to have four psukim tell us this concept that you should greet your friend with Hashem's name? My Vilimer. What is going on here? Vichitema. Maybe you'll tell me this, the Makar, the first Makar comes from Boyaz. Boyaz goes from the early Yom Shoiftim. He was, you know, even though we read Boyaz Ruh, so you think Boyaz comes Chamish Megillos and Ksuvim. Boyaz, the story of Boyaz happened during the time of Sefer Shoiftim, during the Shoiftim. So Boyaz, Midaite Dinavshe Ka'amar. Maybe Boyaz was Shleik Halacha. What Boyaz did, maybe Boyaz acted on his own, for whatever reason, but we have no right to accept the psak of Boyaz. It was incorrect. Tashma, doesn't matter, maybe he made a mistake. Hashem imcha gibor chayil malach. The malach would not tell a person that Hashem, if it was not correct to do so. Because the malach is not coming bidei Adam, it's bidei Shemayim. V'chitev, a malach who dekam olei legidoin, maybe you'll say that a malach becoming right to Allah Shemayim. What a malach did is not indicative, if that is the halacha. Look at the little day different. Look at Rashi. Rashi is a little different. Rashi here says, "Kloimar loyshal b'shloimoi v'loy beruchu ella b'shlichus kama meis hamokim levasha shashchina imo." He was not giving him. He was not greeting him. The Malach was not greeting. Boyaz was greeting his fellow man. Salutation. That's what we want to bring a raya to. So he was, oh, that's not a raya. Maybe Boyaz was doing shleikedin. Okay, let's go to the Malach. The Malach is not going to do shleikedin. No, the Malach was not delivering a greeting. The Malach was delivering a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, the Shechin is resting upon you. You will be successful. He's not saying to him, Shalom Aleichem. He's giving him a message. You're going to be successful. So that's why Toshma. So now we're going back to Boyaz. See, somebody what's going on in the Gemara over here. We're going in a circle. So now that the Malach is not a Raya, so the only Mekar comes from Boyaz. What did you want to tell me? Boyaz was Shloikedin. He didn't know the Halacha. No! How dare you say that? Look what you said. He was a Shoifet. He knew the Halacha. He was a manik b'klal Yisrael. He wouldn't do something like Halacha. Do not al tavus. Do not disgrace this woman kizokna because your mother is old. So this is a mashal for our elders. Aim refers to our your elders. Father refers to the Nevi'im in Tanakh sometimes. Different from Drashim. But Imecha here means your forefathers, the ones that came before you. And then finally, we come to the fourth pas. The fourth pas is really coming to give a fatay. It's coming to give a hezber of why it's takamotar. The Omer Eis Lasoy Slashem Heifer Sarasecha. Time to do Lashem Veinod Yitor. What does that mean? Omer Rava. How do we understand this pas? Omer Rava Haikra Mireish Lasef and Midrash. Mireish Lasef and Midrash. You can interpret the pas two ways, inside out. Mireish Lasef and Midrash. Eis Lasoy Slashem. It's a time to do Lashem. My time. Mishum Heifer Tesach. When I wouldn't. Eis Lasoy Slashem means the heter. It's a time to do for Hashem. Meaning it's a time when you're allowed to say Hashem's name. You know it's Al Pi Halacha, you're not allowed to be Moitzi Shem Shmaim Levatala. But we have no choice to be Mevatal that Halacha because my time on Yishun Hefer Torah, because you have no choice. The Torah is going to be forgotten entirely. And this, the general idea is that people, their spiritual standing was diminished. and they needed reminders throughout the day that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. If you Isaac the whole day in mundane activities, it's very easy to forget that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and a person, Rachmana Litzlan, can come to do terrible avos. So you always need a reminder. How do you give people a reminder? Well, the most common thing that happens to people during the day is they greet, they meet people, right? There is a social interaction. They send tweets and they send emails. There's social media, there's social interaction. Okay, but and therefore, what do? You have to say, if you use the Shem Hashem, oh, this is a reminder. This reminder, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Eis la'asos la'Hashem, because otherwise it would have been forgotten.
The fact that the bells be passed in also for someone to text a rug.
Yes. You're missing the whole interaction, their cherets of what a shayl is all about. Yeah, 100%. This is something which even by the goyim is discussed. There's a lot of articles even written about shatchan. All right, the whole shidduch was read. To text. I got a boy, you got a girl, yes, no, you want to set up a date, the text back, the boy doesn't want. The whole thing is missing, the whole personal interaction. 100%. My time, you should make fairies, so I second me now, you can be safe with Midrash. Hey, fair to Isaiah, they annulled your Torah, go backwards. Why did they annul your Torah? Well, so here we're going the other way. Why would they matir the halacha of allowing people to say Shem Hashem outside the framework of a bracha? My time is shum eis. It's a time, last sois la Hashem, the situation is desperate. People are forgetting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they need to be reminded more often, every single moment. You know, this pattern goes throughout history. By the Germans, by the German Jews, the Yekas, they have a minug. You know, there's a trade-off. The trade-off is when you introduce Hashem's name in Shalom Aleichem, it's a zilzul in Hashem's name. By the Yekesh Jews, they had a ceremony where they have a secular name. They would only use their Hebrew name in the Beis HaKnesset. We get Aliyah. But anything that's choil, mundane, at home, at work, they bedafka, they were given a secular name. Now it's not because, like some people misunderstand, the reason why they're giving a secular name, or because they're part of society, you have to integrate with the goyim and be good with the goyim. Pumfa keret. It's a higher madrega that to say, if your name is Moshe, your name is Aaron, every time you say that name, you know how much kedusha comes with that name. You can't go into business and put on a secular birth certificate, your name is Moshe, your name is Aaron. It's a zilzal in the kedusha of Yisrael. You have to have a name, a choil, a name of kodesh. Don't be mezalzel in kedusha. However, what happened over time? It's very dangerous that there's a trade-off, because if you go that mahalach, then you can get swept up in the flow of the Goyish world. You get lost. So pumfakert, it became the minig by Litvish oil and pumfakert. On the birth certificate, it says Moshe, it says Aaron, it says Shneur and Bel, because you have to bring kedusha everywhere. Oh, but if you're going to bring kedusha everywhere, you're being mezalzel in the kedusha. The answer is there's no perfect. It's not a perfect world. It's a trade-off. But that's eis la'asos la'Hashem heferes ha'asecha. It's not. There's no perfect solution. Not being, if you're not going to be mezalzel, there's a danger of being swept up, being swept away. If you're going to bring kedusha into the Goyish world, you're being mezalzel in kedusha. It takes away from the kedusha every time you pray Sefer's name. So.
Unfortunately, when it comes to Kedusha,
yeah,
there are people using their English names. I don't
want to
go in.
No, so
the,
and, okay. And this, you know, this goes. It's a trade-off. It's not perfect. It's a trade-off. It's a trade-off. And this goes back to Ezra. Until the time of Ezra, they wrote Sifrei Torah, Ksav Ivri. Why did they write? Why not Ksav Ashuris? Ksav Ashuris every tag is Kodesh Kodoshim. You can't just go use Ksav Ashuris in the Beis HaKnesses. The Ksav Ashuris, the Luchos, it's such intense Kedusha. How dare you? How dare you be Mezalzel in Ksav Ashuris? But what happened? You have Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri, we use Ksav Ivri to write our documents. So the Sefer Torah is no different than a regular document. So you have to give Epistle more Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses. But if you give more Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses, being Mezalzel in the Kedusha of Ksav Ashuris, there's no perfect world. It's not a perfect world. There's a trade-off. It's going to be one way or the other. Until the time of Ezra, they were on a Madrega where they can be mafrid between Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Ivri. They can know how to Niskat Nu Hadaros. We have no choice but to bring that into the Beis HaKnesses because we need it. We have no choice.
Sir, what's the difference?
Different fonts. You have a computer at home?
Yeah.
Don't admit. Let's go weiter. Pazer. At a time when you find a generation where people are now learning Torah, the people are holding back. Pazer. Then you have to go out into the world and you have to be marbitz Torah. Don't sit home and sit in the koilel. Go out and be a marbitz Torah. B'shas hamefaz. You're in a generation where there's a ribuy of Torah. Wherever you turn, there's another daf yom yeshir. Then you can, if you want to be a tsnu, you want to sit in your little corner. Then gzuntahit kanes. Then hold back. If you see generation Torah is chaviv, then even in such generation where there's so much Torah, still pazer. They'll appreciate every little drop of Torah. They'll appreciate even more. Shenemar, there are times yesh mifazer v'noisaf. There are times when you can disperse Torah and you'll add. People will appreciate it. If you find generation Torah is not chaviv, kanes. If people do not appreciate what you have to say, if you have gvalt and chidush Torah, and people do not appreciate, and don't bother telling them, because then it'll be a zulzul. Kanesh Nemar, Eis, Lasois, Lashem, there are times when the honor of Hashem is, Hey, Feroi, Sarasecha, to annul Torah, to be Mevatel Torah. If Torah is not appreciated, then it becomes cheap.
You make it appreciated.
I'm a Mela, it's not always in your power to make it appreciated. Next, Torah, Shabakabar, Zolas. Zolas means, I'm just giving a marshal in business. Same idea for Torah. Zol, something's very cheap. If you find something is very cheap, kivoitz kinei minei, then buy it up. You find a commodity, so gather it and buy it, because one day it will become expensive. You'll be able to sell at a high price and become very wealthy. Basar de les gevar, another maxim of Bar Kapara. Basar de les gevar, a place where there is no man. B'mokam sheinish. That's exactly what he says. Basar de les gavar, a place where there is no man. Tamon there, heavy gavar, be a man, be strong, show them. Amar Abaye, Shmamina basar de is. That week, what is the implication? Basar de is gavar, in a place where there's an ezigolu shul, there's a rough. So mind your own business. Who's asking you to get up and go pask an halacha? Basar de is gavar, tamon lo tevi gavar. If you come to a place where there's a balabas, you mind your own business. Pshit, of course. What's the chiddush? The chiddush of Abaye is, let's say you come to a place where the rav is equal to you. In other words, if you come to a place where there's no one, it's hefkeris, then take command if you're a bar hochi. If you come to a place where there's a bar and a gavad abba, mind your own business. If you come to a place where there's someone else who's equal to you, then
you know
he's equal. Then sit back and relax and let the person. And let the other person take command. Pshit, of course. Even in that case, you should sit back, let the other person take charge. Darash Bakapara, Ezel Parsha Gatana Shakokuvetar Tzlimba, Bechol Derachecha Doi. In all of your ways, you shall know Hashem. Vuhu Yasher Orchoisech, you will make straight your ways. Even when it comes to there, there's a way to do an Azera. The person, Rachmanu Litzlan, is overcome by the Yetzihara, and he cannot control himself, and he needs to do an Avera. The Gemara tells us there's a way to do an Avera. You go to a place where no one knows you, you dress in black, and you do the Avera, and Domi Machal L'Shem Shemaim Befar Hesi. Even when it comes to an Avera, your person should know you're doing an Avera. You can't control yourself, but You have to look at a psychologist. There's a mahalach. There's a mahalach to everything in life. Darash makapar b'liyolim yehal liyolim adam b'lesh b'neyum. This nikiya v'kapar. She just tried a parnasa. That's nikiya v'kapar. That's easy and light. Ma'hi amar avchista machta de talmiyusa to sew straight stitches. Some type of being a tailor. I don't know. It means a tailor. You have to. It's a chachma. To stitch in a certain method. It takes a certain umnis. And what?
Doubles.
Okay, I don't know what it is. Obviously, the very deep things over here, whatever it is, on a similar style, means a certain type of parnasa where you know how to stitch.
Understandable.
The stitch in a certain way, straight stitches. What does it say in English?
A jacket,
a short jacket. It's customary to embroider these jackets with rows of stitches like furrows and clouds.
Embroidery. Embroidery. It's a chachma. It's a chachma. It's a good parnasa. You don't make a lot of money, but it's kind of an IKEA. Obviously, there's a lot of deep things hidden in this Maimich Hazal, but let's go further. Don't have too many people come into your house. Your house is private. It's a private place. Shenemar. Ishrayim. If you have a man has a lot of friends, lehis roy ea. You'll be asking for trouble. Ra. Lishra means you're asking for quarrels, trouble. Don't you be the boss. Don't appoint a person to be in charge of all of your affairs. The whole ma'isa, the aishas patifar, only because the aishas patifar appointed Yosef to be in charge. You're asking for trouble when you let a person to be a manager of your home. You have to be in charge. Don't let someone be totally in charge of your assets. Tanya, Rabbi Yemer, Lam nismucha parshas nazil parshas soita. Lam nucha shakol aray soita bikulkul. Person sees a soita bikulkul yazra asamin ayayin. He says soita woman. So the woman that drinks the water, she's the disgrace. They take off her head covering, they rip her clothing, they do things to her to disgrace her. Why? Because she had an asik with another man. Why? So because she wanted to have enjoyment, she felt something was missing in her life. A person drinks yayin, it leads to sin, it leads to taiva, and then one thing leads to another, and therefore a person, that's why these two parashas are hukash lahadadi, they put the next to juxtapose in parashas nosai. On the other side, it's compared to Tumas HaMaisrois. If you don't give your Tumas HaMaisrois to the Kohen, then the Soif, the end is, you'll have to come to him. He knows you have to come to him anyway. He might as well come to him and give him what he deserves. Because if you don't come and give him what he deserves, then you'll be forced to bring your wife. The person will be forced to bring his wife to him for the Parashat Soita. Then the Soif, the holy things that he has, which means the Truman Meitzer, it shall be low to the Kohen Yehiyu. The Samach Lei Ish Ish Ki Sister Ish Toiv. His wife goes astray. It says Vevio Ish Es Ish. He'll bring his wife to the Kohen next. Vloyod Ella Shleiv Shet Zorch Lohen. Vloyod Ella Ella Shleiv Shet Zorch Lohen. Shenemar. The end will be. Shenitztarich lohen shenemar v'ish es kedoshav lo yihyu. So what does that mean? V'loy oid elo shesoif. What is this drasha? Shema'akev kedoshav etzav v'einu noisim l'koyin v'shof shalom lohem lo yihyu la'atzmo yitztarichu. I didn't take note of this drasha when I was preparing. What's the drasha over here? Give me 1 second. V'loy oid, v'loy dai loy b'masha shenasis ish le saite elo gam soif shnach lochem shnamar. Oh, it means he'll keep the maaser for himself. In other words, he won't have to give Meiser to the Kohen, Meiser Oni. He'll keep it for himself. What happens? The first 2 years he give Meiser Rishon. Kedoshah means the holy things low, it'll be for himself. Lo simply here means in the pasuk you give it to the kohen, lo to the kohen. But if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, the more is making a drasha kidoishav lo, he'll be able to keep it for himself. Why will he be able to keep it for himself? Because he will be an oni, and oni receives meiser oni. So that's the three different drashas. A person lechatil should give the meiser and the chum to the kohen. If he does not do so, he'll have to go to the kohen, bring it to the kohen, and bring his wife. And not only that, lo, he'll be able to keep the truma maisa for himself, well, not really the truma, but the maisa oni, because he'll be poor. He will need the maisa for himself. Lo yihiyu, he'll keep it for himself. Lo for himself. If he does give the maisa and the truma to the koyin, he'll become rich. Shenemar Ishish Ashayitin Lakoin Lo Yihiyah. The more makes a third drasha. Lo Yihiyah Mamon Harbe, to him will be a lot of money in reward for giving the Truman Meiser Katasa within the Koin Levi. He will be Zoicha to great wealth. Amar Bechuna Barba Ben Berachil Mishum Rilos Ben Akapar Kolam Shtatif Shem Shemayim Betzar. A person that is Mispalel to Hashem at the time of Betzar Koifun Loi Parnasasai, his Parnas is doubled. Rashi says, "Shemavorech al hara dayin ho'emes inami shemavakeish rachamim lefonav." He is mispal the time of Yitzar. Shenemar v'hoya shakai bitzarecha. If Hashem is present the time of Yitzara, the pasuk concludes, "V'kesef toy afoislach." Money will fly to you. Rabbi Yeshua Bar Nachmani Amar Parnasasa mufefes loy kitzipar will fly. Means so money will fly like a bird. Shenemar kesef toy fefes loch. Will run to him. It will fly to him. The Gemara's first drasha is to be doubled. It will be koifel toifefes lashna of to double. It means toifefes comes to double over. Rashi says lashon kefela, doubling. That's the first interpretation. And the second interpretation is it will fly like a bird. Next, I'm going to tell you about Yoshua. Call hamar pe atzam b'divrei Torah. A person that weakens himself. He's not careful. He loosens himself in divrei Torah. Ain lo yikoyach lambiyom tzorei. He will get weak. He will not have koyach to stand in difficult times. Shneimar hat his hatarofis. If a person makes himself weak, Hatravas means you make yourself weak, and there he refers to Torah, then the Yoim Tzara, on a day of difficulty, Tsar Koichecho, your strength, Lashon of Koyach, your strength will be diminished. If the person has an opportunity to do a single mitzvah, and he makes himself weak, I don't have the koyach to do this mitzvah, he will be weakened, be yomtsar, he will lose his strength. Shenemar hat his rafis. It says if you weaken yourself, it does not tell us what you weaken yourself from. This allows us to interpret this meaning even from one single mitzvah. Mikol Makom. Amar Safram, Rabbi Vohavi Mishlo was speaking. He was telling us the following memra. Kishiyarat Chanan Chanina ben Achi ben Yeshua Lugoyla Mai Shahaya. Chanina was the younger brother of Rabbi Yehoshua. He went to Bavel during the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So he was ma'aber. His bezdin decided when was Rosh Chodesh in Chutz Liaretz. So they did this for a tkufa. Shagrach of Shem Shnei Talmidei Chachamim came at a certain point in time where the bezdin in Eretz Yisrael sent two Talmidei Chachamim. Who were they? Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. Uben Benoy Shal Zecharya ben Kivutal. Kevon Shiro Oisam. When Rabbi Chanina saw them, Omar Elohim, he gave them great honor. Lama Basem, why have you come from Eretz Yisrael to visit me? Amulei, they told him, Lilmoy Tarabanu, we came to learn from you, our Rebbe, Chanina, the younger brother of Yeshua. Hichriz Aleihem. So he gave them great honor in Bavel. He made an announcement. Anoshim Halalu Gidoyle Hadorheim. They are great people. And their forefathers served in the Beis Hamikdash in the Bayis Sheni. The grandfather of this person was Kevutal, Zechariah ben Kevutal Omer. I read before the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim Sefer Daniel to keep him awake. Hitzchil hu mitamei, and then everything got out of hand. Then Chanina paskin halacha that an item is tamei vehein mitaharin, and these two talmidei chum that came from Eretz Yisrael, they paskin fakert, it's tar. Hu aiser vehein metirim. So they got into a big fight. So Chanina made a psak, he made an asman, hichrez aleim anosh malol shol shovim. I changed their mind. They're not such talmidei chacham. They're empty people. Shol toyuhim. They're good for nothings. Amulai. So these two talmidei chacham said to Chanina, how dare you? It's too late. Once you already have given us this cover, you've already made an announcement that it's the talmidei chacham. You put up the big signs. And you put up big signs for us that we're great talmidei chachamim. Kvar bonis. So you already built us. Viyata yochal. Listen, you can all take us down. Kvar godar. You already made a fence that shows that we're good people. Viyata yochal lifritz. Amulohem. So if that's the case, what's all of a sudden? How come all of a sudden you're going get shopping with me? You know why we really came? We came with secret mission. We didn't go over here because we lied. We didn't come to learn. We came because we got word that you are paskling, you are being ma'abel chadoshim. I'm not doing anything unusual. Rabbi Akiva did the same thing in Chutzaretz. Fellow Akiva ben Yosef, how you ma'abel shon v'kavei chadoshim v'chutzaretz. And you have to remember, Akiva, he died beta. He died 60, 70 years at Chumay Sheni. This already was another 100 years later. So you say, but Akiva, he did this after the Chumay Sheni, shortly after the Chutzaretz. Amaloi. So he said, don't bring a raya from Akiva. Because some Rabbi Akiva, there was no one else. It was Harua Shah. Because then there were no Talmidei Chacham left in Eretz Yisrael. Say Nachanami, Hayra was issued in Chutz Liaretz, Beit Rabbi Akiva was. But now Eretz Yisrael has been reestablished. Hanach Rabbi Akiva Shlo Hiniach Kemoisa BeEretz Yisrael. Amalei Af Ani Lo Hiniach Nachti Kemoisa BeEretz Yisrael. Now also I'm greater than those in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei No. The little kindalach that you remember learning in Eretz Yisrael, the gedoyim, the little shepselus shenachta nasu tuyoshim balei karnayim. And this is an expression they totally say this about different people. The people that you go learn in your yeshiva, you go learn over there, and then you go, you learn it for a year, and then you go to America, and then you come back. 20 years later, the gedoyim, the little talmidim that were just budding talmidei chachamim years ago, have developed into massive talmidei chachamim, nasu tuyoshim, have become mature rams, balei karnayim with horns, and the mela, the hayroah goes back to machzor ator leyoshna, ibur chadoshim, it goes back to Eretz Yisrael, v'hem shagurunu etzlecha, they sent us to you to tell you to cut it out. The Tzak Halacha goes from Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Amrullah, they told us, L'chuv Yamrullah b'shemeinu, go tell him in our name. If you don't cut it out, you're finished. Im shamea mutav, im lav, if you don't, ye benidui. You'll be cursed, excommunicated. V'yamru, and the imru l'achinu shabagoyle, im shamea mutav, im lav, if not, then you know what? Make your own religion. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. Yalu lahar, go to a man like Har Griz and Har Eva, go up to Shomrein. Go to a mountain. Achia, he was one of the famous people in Bavel, Yivne Mizbeach. Chananya, who was the one they were speaking to, Yinag, and he was a Levi. So let him be. Chanina. Chananya, the same person. Rashi is the same person. Chananya, Chanina, Yinagin, let him go and play the Bechina of the harp. He was a Levi. The Yichbiru, Kulam Biyom, let them deny that they're part of Klal Yisrael. Ain lachem chelik v'lokei Yisrael miyod right away gohu kolam b'bechir, they cried, they broke out in crying. V'yamu chas v'shalom yeshon chelik v'lokei Yisrael v'chol kachlamu, why were they so makhlas so gezun to hey shalom al Yisrael, let them continue being ma'aber the chadoshim, let the psak halacha go from Bavel to Pasek Yishom shenemar ki mitzioin teitzei soiro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that the psak halacha is Yerushalayim mela, now that there are talmidei chamin Eretz Yisrael that are right to pasuk in the halacha, the psak must come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Bavel. Bisham, who mitavim mitavim, was why would they go and they contradict them? They wanted to go and show them, they contradict them. Bisham, who mitavim mitarim, they were mitamei b'luchum, they were mitmachem. Ella, who mitamei when Chanina was mitamei, they were mitarim. How will they like be makel? Hahechi havi of hotan, yachacham shetimei in the chavir shalah hatar, also in chavir shalah tahatir. The Gemara says, Hirasha, ki hechi the lod loy nigoru b'vashrei. They had to do something extreme to show the tzibur that Chanina is not the decider of halacha. This is going on today, you should know. This is going on today in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanut, the Eretz Yisrael, the very makbid. They want very much to take back the Hayarah that all centralized, all American, there's a lot of issues in Gerus, in conversion, if you follow all these things in the media. There's a lot of friction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Liaretz as far as matters of kashrus and geirus and all these other things. Of course, Shabbos, the Gol Hadar. Tarabon. These four people, then they were sitting there. Now they're giving cover to the host, the whole series of members to give cover. The end of the brachas, all that brachas. What's the biggest? What's the most important bracha on your bench? You give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. So after living the entire Mesechah dealing with the brachas Yitzchak Shparchu, all the brachas Hanenin, brachas Hamozin, and Tzvila, all the brachas you give to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the end of benching and the Harachamans, you give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. And that's the last thing of this Mesechah, to the Mevorech, the Achsania, the host. Pascha Kulam Bechvod Achsania, Vedosh Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda Berosh HaMedabrim, Vechomokim, he was the Rosh HaMedabrim. Why was he the Rosh HaMedabrim? He spoke short. It's a joke. Rabbi Yehuda Chayyim Nosem Mechem Simonim, Datzach Adash Vachav. Right? He was Mekata the whole Agada. He was short. Everyone likes a short speaker. You don't want to have a long drasha. So therefore he was the Rosh HaMedabrim, Vechomokim. Mechvod Torah. V'darash, umayish yikach es ha'oyel. He took the tent. He took the oil moyed. V'not aloy michutz the machnas of the egel. He went far away. He went. How many mil? Yudbeis mil. V'aloy dvarim kavachem. Aroin. Aroin Hashem. Shlohay meruchok ella shnei maser mil. When Moshe was merachik the aron from the machane Yisrael, he only went the maximum, which is 12 mil. Omra toira. Anyone that's the Mavakesh Hashem Yetzeh shall go out to the oil Moed. So yet, and what's the reward? The reward for this, the reward for going out, what does Rashi say? This is a very great shvach. This is the biggest shvach. Those that went to the Oroin were called Mevakshei Hashem. Okay, the greatest reward you can receive is kavod. And what's the greatest kavod? To be called a Mevakesh Hashem. So here the pasuk is giving incredible reward to people, to the Bnei Yisrael. Those that went to Moshe Rabbeinu to learn Torah were rewarded with this beautiful title called Mevakshei Hashem. And how far did they travel? Yud Beis Mil. Because the oil was only Yud Beis Mil. So the holy call Mevakshei Hashem Yetzel Moed. Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. Sheholchem Me'ir Le'ir Me'medina Le'medina Lil Moed Torah. They travel much more than Yud Beis Mil. They travel the entire world on Torah. Al Achas Kama V'Kama. They are going to be rewarded with this title of Kavod. The Keser Shem Toiv Oile Al Gabehem are being called the Mevakshei Hashem. V'Dvash V'Dibir Hashem Moed Panim Panim. Amar When we talk in Torah, we should be friendly with each other. We should smile at each other. There should be ava v'achva between us, whatever that means. We should not be with anger. What does that mean? What's the purpose of this? Why? Some explain. What does it mean? The same way when I teach you Torah, I teach you to be safer upon him yofes with a simcha, with an ahava. So to kachat ahas upon him lishol, you shall be misamech with klal yishol v'hachzer oil l'mekoymoy, and I want you to bring the oil back into machne yisro, bring it back into the center of klal yishol, because if you're going to take the oil mechutz the machne, it appears that you're angry. He was angry after they worshipped the eagle, and that it's not a good sin in klal yishol. They're not going to be receptive to do tshuva and to learn Torah from you if you appear to be angry. The Rebbe has to be mazbir upon him the simcha v'yavet the klal yishol. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Is it really meeting five tomorrow?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, Rav. Is there an early meeting tomorrow for Myron?
Tomorrow's the Messiah. No, you being
today? Oh, yeah, yeah. So is this tomorrow? What time is Myron tomorrow?
It says in the sign 9:30, but you need a full
hour. No. We just saw 7:30, but they told me there's a meeting five at 7:30.
7:30, I think it's better.
Is there another meeting five at 7:30?
It will be downstairs. Don't worry about it.
The meeting is downstairs. Okay. So we'll learn 7:30 tomorrow. 7:30 tomorrow night. 7:30. 8:30 is Myron with the scene.
With the party.